News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I'm Pratik Ritsen Gupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus-related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. The central government on Monday invited 40 protesting farmer unions for the next round of talks on December 30 to find a logical solution to the current impasse over the three new farm reform laws. The government's invite followed a proposal made by the unions last week to hold the talks on December 29. Although the protesting farmers had insisted that the meeting be held to discuss the repeal of the three laws, the government's letter calling for talks remains open-ended and only says that discussions be held on the issues arising out of the agricultural reforms. Protesting farmer unions have agreed in principle to the government proposal but said the centre should have spelled out the agenda of the meeting in its invite. In our letter sent to the government on December 26, we had clearly mentioned that repeal of the three farm laws and legal guarantee for MSP should be part of the agenda for fresh talks. But despite this, the government in its letter today has not mentioned any specific agenda. Abhimanyu Kohar, a member of the Samyukt Kisan Morcha, an umbrella body of 40 unions protesting against the contentious legislation, told news agency PTI. Kohar said the government proposing to hold the talks on December 30 instead of agreeing to farmers' suggestion of December 29 shows the centre wants to assert its control. In a letter to the unions, Agricultural Secretary Sanjay Agarwal invited them for holding talks at 2 p.m. on December 30 at Vigyan Bhavan in the national capital. So far, five rounds of formal talks held between the centre and 40 protesting farmer unions have remained inconclusive, as both sides have stuck to their stands. While the centre did make some concessions, including a written guarantee of minimum support price and cess on private mandis as well, the farmer unions have refused to back down from their demand of a complete repeal of the three laws. With both sides not able to find a middle ground, talks had stalled earlier this month. Taking note of the union's offer to resume talks, Agarwal said, the government is also committed to finding a logical solution on all relevant issues with a clear intention and an open mind. The Shiv Sena leadership, together with its alliance partners in the Maharashtra Vikas Aghadi government, will take a collective decision on whether Sena MP Sanjay Raut's wife Varsha should appear before the Enforcement Directorate for questioning. Sanjay's wife Varsha Raut was on Sunday asked to appear before the federal agency in Mumbai on December 29 in the PMC Bank money laundering case. This was the third summons issued to her after she skipped the earlier two on health grounds. The Shiv Sena, NCP and Congress joined forces and said the summons were an attempt to target opposition leaders by the central government. According to sources, the MVA allies will fight out the ED notice to Sanjay Raut's wife together, and the decision on whether to answer the summons will be a political decision and not a personal one. Chief Minister Uddhav Thackeray on Monday evening held a closed-door meeting with Sanjay Raut and top leaders of MVA, including Deputy CM Ajit Pawar, that lasted for an hour and a half. The Shiv Sena has also sought legal opinion on the issue. Raut had earlier in the day alleged central agencies were being used to destabilize the Uddhav Thackeray-led government in Maharashtra and claimed BJP leaders had been in touch with him for over a year to effect this plan. Speaking to reporters, he alleged that central agencies were being used as weapons against family members of BJP's political opponents who cannot be won over. Raut said BJP leaders had a list of 22 MLAs of the Congress and the NCP with them, who will be made to resign under the pressure of the central investigating agencies. Sharad Pawar-led Nationalist Congress Party and the Congress are constituents of the Shiv Sena-led Mahavikas Aghadi government, which was formed in November 2019 after the Shiv Sena and the BJP fell out over sharing the post of Chief Minister following the assembly elections. I will hold discussions with NCP President Sharad Pawar, Raut said when asked if his wife will appear before the ED in response to the summons issued against her. Raut said he was a Shiv Sainik of Balasaheb Thackeray and will expose BJP leaders. They will have to take flights out of the country like Nirav Modi and Vijay Mallya, he said. Rawat claimed he had a list of 120 BJP leaders who are fit for a probe by the ED for money laundering. The Sena MP said he had been doing regular correspondence with the federal agency for the last 1.5 months regarding a Rs 50 lakh loan taken by his wife 10 years ago from a friend to purchase a house. He said all the details regarding this loan had already been submitted to the ED during the correspondence. State Home Minister Anil Deshmukh told reporters in Nagpur that whoever speaks against policies or leaders of the BJP is facing action from central agencies. He said the use of the Enforcement Directorate for political purposes had never happened in Maharashtra. Tesla Incorporated will come to India early next year, Transport Minister Nitin Gadkari told the Indian Express on Monday. The electric car maker will start with sales and then might look at assembly and manufacturing based on the response, the minister told the newspaper. Tesla and the minister's office could not be reached by Reuters for comment. India has been keen to reduce its oil dependence and cut down on pollution, but its efforts to promote electric vehicles have been stymied by a lack of investment in manufacturing and infrastructure, such as charging stations. The first model to be launched will be Model 3, the cheapest among Tesla vehicles, with prices starting at over $74,739, according to a report in the Economic Times on Saturday. Chief Executive Officer Elon Musk on Sunday confirmed India's foray in 2021 in a reply on Twitter. In October, the government of Maharashtra had invited Tesla to the state weeks after Musk suggested entering the country next year. Nearly 1,000 girls from religious minorities are forced to convert to Islam in Pakistan each year, largely to pave the way for marriages that are under the legal age and non-consensual, according to a report. Human rights activists say the practice has accelerated during lockdowns. When girls are out of school and more visible, bride traffickers are more active on the internet, and families are more in debt. The U.S. State Department this month declared Pakistan a country of particular concern for violations of religious freedoms, a designation the Pakistani government rejects. The declaration was based in part on an appraisal by the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom that underage girls in the minority Hindu, Christian, and Sikh communities were kidnapped for forced conversion to Islam, forcibly married, and subjected to rape. While most of the converted girls are impoverished Hindus from the southern Sindh province, two new cases involving Christians have roiled the country in recent months. The girls generally are kidnapped by complicit acquaintances and relatives or men looking for brides. Sometimes they are taken by powerful landlords as payment for outstanding debts by their farmhand parents, and police often look the other way. Once converted, the girls are quickly married off, often to older men or to their abductors, according to the Independent Human Rights Commission of Pakistan. Forced conversions thrive unchecked on a money-making web that involves Islamic clerics who solemnize the marriages, magistrates who legalize the unions, and corrupt local police who aid the culprits by refusing to investigate or sabotaging investigations, say child protection activists. The goal is to secure virginal brides rather than to seek new converts to Islam. Minorities make up just 3.6% of Pakistan's 220 million people and often are the target of discrimination. Those who report forced conversions, for example, can be targeted with charges of blasphemy. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening. Stay safe and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.